from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger, and now there are seven. More than a half dozen jurors have been seated in the New York hush money trial of former President Trump, but many did not make the cut.
Kara McGee was called to the courtroom from the jury pool, but ultimately excused from the Trump case for scheduling conflicts. She says finding anyone without an opinion one way or the other about the former president may be impossible.
I don't approve of a lot of what he has done as president and a lot of what he has said.
But McGee says,
in order to do my civic duty, I would be able to put aside my personal feelings about him.
And adds that other potential jurors were taking their role just as seriously. Dave Packer, ABC News.
More than 2 months after the House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, today managers walked articles against him to the Senate. Texas Republican Ted Cruz urging his Senate colleagues to participate in the proceedings.
The Senate has a clear obligation under the Constitution and 200 years of precedent. We need to hold a trial. We need to allow the managers to present the evidence, and then every one of us who is following the law should convict and remove Alejandro Mayorkas for aiding and abetting a criminal invasion of the United States of America.
The Senate will be sworn into a court of impeachment tomorrow. Israel's war cabinet is still determining how it's going to respond to Iran's drone attacks over the weekend. What role could the U.S. play?
Without getting into hypotheticals, I guess much will depend on what happens exactly and how Iran might respond.
Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder. Chair Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve may need to hold when it comes to interest rates for the time being. Today he told a panel discussion that it would not be appropriate to cut a key rate with inflation cooling more slowly than it would like. You're listening to ABC News. A recent filing with the SEC finds former President Trump could be a risk to Truth Social's business.
An S-1 form from the Trump Media and Technology Group cites the former president's numerous legal proceedings and fluctuations in his reputation and popularity as potential risk factors which could impact the company's bottom line. TMTG is the company behind Truth Social, Trump's social media platform.
That's ABC's Mike Dubusky. The Department of Justice will be getting some help from one state's prosecutors to handle airline complaints.
Every year, the federal government is inundated with consumer complaints about the airlines. Under a new partnership, Colorado's attorney general will be able to investigate travel complaints made in Colorado to take them off the federal plate. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg at Denver International Airport.
It's so important for us to have allies and resources to augment that small but mighty federal team that handles all of that.
Colorado's AG will be allowed to investigate and resolve consumer complaints against airlines. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A group of Southern governors telling auto workers that a vote to unionize will jeopardize jobs. About 4,300 workers at VW's plant in Tennessee will start voting this week on representation by the United Auto Workers Union. But Governor Bill Lee and five other governors issued a statement saying unionization will stop the job growth that they've been building across the region. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.